With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. At a legislative hearing today in Helena, the State Health Department faced accusations from law enforcement that it's not readily sharing evidence that could protect kids who are being exposed to meth. Edward O'Brien reports.
Lewis and Clark County Attorney Leo Gallagher wasted no time with state lawmakers today in Helena.
One of my passions is kids, and I don't much like bureaucrats.
Gallagher and other prosecutors say child protection caseworkers are not sharing toxicology tests conducted on children suspected to have been exposed to drugs. Lawmakers passed a bill last year requiring they do that. But state health department officials say there are lingering questions about whether that's legal. The agency's deputy director, Laura Smith, says improperly releasing that information could violate federal confidentiality statutes, potentially jeopardizing millions of dollars.
That's federal funding through SAMHSA. That's the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And right now, that's approximately over $13 million that goes towards a variety of programs.
Smith points out law enforcement can already get that information through court orders and hearings, but prosecutors like Leo Gallagher argue it's a waste of time when, by his interpretation, existing law says it's already okay to share that information with qualified investigators.
You got 1,600 kids statewide in foster care at the end of last year. Because of methamphetamine. Was that cost financially? Was it cost by way of a human toll? Keeping these kids out of timely services is ridiculous.
The health department's Laura Smith told lawmakers Friday that other states want answers from the feds on this same issue.
So we anticipate having clarity from them within the next couple of weeks.
Custer County Attorney Wyatt Glade expressed frustration that he had not heard about that development until today. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.